Hola, hola, and welcome back to Voz Memos. In this episode, I want to talk about why Christmas loses that magical, nostalgic feel as we grow up, and how you can get it back. So grab your hot chocolate, put on your Christmas jammies, and let's get right into it. So welcome back, everybody. And for those of you that are new, I'm Angela. This is my podcast about creativity, self-care, and career, sometimes featuring my cat, Bobby. And I have been so overwhelmed by the amount of holiday content and Christmas shopping pressure. In fact, I was starting to feel stressed about my Christmas shopping this year, and that really made me reflect on just, what is the actual meaning of these holidays that are coming up? What needs to be important? Why am I feeling stressed? What happened to the magic, right? As kids, Christmas, Thanksgiving, whatever holidays you celebrate, I feel like when you're a kid, it's so much more magical and carefree. You're done with school for a few weeks. You're done with finals. It's a time for a break. There's lots of gifts. There's lots of hugs and good memories. And as an adult, it can be so easy to fall into these consumerism traps that take all the magic and fun out of it, actually put some people into debt. It becomes a stressful time of year for some people. And I could feel that was happening to me. And so I took a step back. And I wanted to think about how can I make the holidays this year special? How can I keep them special going forward? And what are the parts of the holidays that are actually important to me? So the first thing I thought of was traditions. When you're a kid, those traditions around Christmas, they only happen once a year. And that's something that you look forward to. For example, in my family, there's three siblings and we'd rotate which sibling puts the star on top of the tree. Now, we still do that. All my siblings are full-grown adults this year, and we are still keeping track every year who did it last year, who did it the year before, and whose turn is it this year. So that's just one fun thing that we still do from my childhood. But I mean, the presents every year, it's not as exciting as when I was a kid. And I feel like that's true for a lot of people. And so what traditions am I doing to keep that specialness alive? And what I realized is that the new traditions that I've created are the things that I'm actually looking forward to more this year. So for example, I illustrated a Christmas card last year featuring my boyfriend, and it turned out so cute. I am obsessed with it still. A year later, I'm still really proud of it. And so this year, it was quite a challenge to, capture that same magic from last year, but it was still very exciting. I was looking forward to creating a Christmas card that was in either that same style or a new style. And also, if you're watching the YouTube video, you can see Bobby's racing around. This year, of course, the Christmas card had to feature Bobby. And I think it's just so sweet that I'm going to keep doing that tradition. It's a new tradition that I've created for myself as an adult, and it feels very magical and exciting. So that is one example. Another example is my book club is now on its third year of reading a Christmas romance novel for our December book. We have been reading the Christmas Notch novel trilogy. This year, it's A Jingle Bell Mingle, which is the last one in the trilogy, so we will have to find a new one or a new series next year. And we've had the pleasure of Zooming with the authors at our book club meeting to just ask them questions about the writing process and being an author. So that's really cool. And everyone comes in their Christmas jammies, and we bring Christmas cookies. Everything's really cute and Christmassy. And I will say, just a fair warning, this is more of a spicy Christmas read. It's definitely not a totally innocent Christmas book, but it is really fun to get into the season with it. And I remember I missed the first session where we read the first one of the series, but I wanted to catch up when it was time to read the next one, and I was reading like a Christmas book in the middle of like September, October last year, and it was funny. Like, it was weird to get Christmassy that early in the year, but then I was ready to read the second one when it was time. So, third one of the series, A Jingle Bell Mingle. So far it's pretty spicy. So I think it's just a fun read. Like, well, we do read books of substance in the book club. We read memoirs, we read historical fiction. So it's just nice during the holidays to have a super light, speedy read. Then we can all just share Christmas cookies and hot cocoa. So that's a fun new tradition. And I'm already, of course, looking forward to next year and seeing what new series we'll pick up for December. And just keeping that Christmas spirit alive with some reading. So that leads into my next tip for keeping the holidays magical, which is focus on the experiences. And I think those experiences can become traditions if they become more than a one-time thing. But nevertheless, we'll call it a separate category, and I'll give you some examples. Well, this year, my parents came up to the North Loop, and they invited me to come with them to the German traditional Christmas market. And I'm pretty sure this is a reoccurring event that happens in Minneapolis. They were particularly excited for Krampus, the scary German folktale about the guy that steals away kids and eats them if they're bad. A little more extreme stakes than the American Santa, where you just get coal in your stocking. So they were very excited for Krampus. I'll put a picture up if you're watching the YouTube video, but he was terrifying. There were like three different guys dressed up in full Krampus attire, and he was pretty spooky, but my parents were like little kids again when they saw him. They were so excited. And then we got to have like German brats and like just walk around the market. It's a free event. Like, the only thing you're spending money on is like if you buy things at those booths. But I think it's super cute. It's very whimsical and it's just like a fun thing. And I mean, I don't know, maybe next year I'll be looking forward to Krampus as well. So I don't know if it'll be a tradition or not, but it was a fun experience. And I think there's so many other ideas like that that you can do around the holidays to keep it magical, like ice skating rinks with hot cocoa. I saw a really cute idea to do an espresso martini bar with your friends. You can do like peppermint espresso martinis and s'more espresso martini, just like a whole little build your own with like thrifted glassware. I think that's really cute and low budget. The other, like I said, we don't want to focus on the shopping. Of course, you're going to get people gifts like within your budget, I hope. But if you want to keep up the magic, I think it's more about crafting those experiences with people. And who knows, maybe you'll just create a tradition that way where instead of gifts, you just do like a little event with your friends or something. I don't know. One day, I hope to host my own espresso martini mixer, but we'll see. I don't have the space for hosting right now in my little studio apartment, but in my future, I do see it. It's a way to keep up the Christmas spirit, right? So beyond that, more ideas, baked cookies, low budget, really Christmassy, really fun and delicious. Also, just like holiday events, like some people are really into the Nutcracker. I've only ever seen the hip hop version of the Nutcracker. So somebody needs to take me to the ballet so I can get cultured. My sister, she's in the choir at her college, and every year they have an annual Christmas fest. So that's a huge choir concert, and they're going to be singing like Christmassy songs. So I'm really excited for that. I think it's going to really like kick the holidays into high gear for me, because what's more Christmassy than like a whole show of Christmas songs? So, and I'm really excited to support her too. So that's another event, and I'm sure there's others like that all around, like just Christmas shows of sorts. I think the best strategy to go with this, like to keep it magical, is create a list of like all the things you want to do. I know there's like a lot of pop-up holiday bars and all kinds of like pop-up one-day events. So just create a list, a calendar of all the events you want to do, like maybe just do one thing a week or one thing every other week. And I think that once you look back at your Christmas season or your holiday season, would be so magical just to be like, oh my God, look at all these memories we created together with your friends, with your family, with your loved ones. And that's what really can keep that Christmas spirit alive, is just creating new, beautiful memories around the holiday season. And then the last point I'm going to make about keeping the Christmas season magical, actually 2 points. One, I want to touch on this winter arc trend, which is all about locking in before New Year's to get like a head start on New Year, New Me. Whether that is working out more, building healthy habits, just basically focusing on yourself during these winter months. And I think that summary of it is pretty good. Like, if that's what you're truly doing, great. But also, like, where is the part of the winter arc where you're gentle with yourself? It's been a long year. The days are very dark. I don't know. It just sounds so cold to me sometimes. It's like, oh, I'm just going to isolate myself all winter. And when I come out the other side, I'm going to be a totally transformed person. It's like, well, what about like, I mean, you're fine. Like, I'm sure you're perfectly fine as you are right now. Like, yes, build up those healthy habits. Make more time for the gym. It's easy. It's easy to go to the gym when you literally can't go outside because it's so cold. I think that's a great point. Like, why wait until New Year's to start on those resolutions? But also save time for like cozy stuff and hot chocolate. Like, you're not going to want to drink hot chocolate in the summer. Like, it's not all about beach bods and being ready for the summer season. It's like, enjoy the things that are in winter too, like cookies. Like, you don't want to be like, oh, I'm really on a strict diet right now, so I can't have any cookies and I'm not going to eat as much as I want at Thanksgiving. And I don't know, like, I think that's kind of what sparked the winter arc, is people go lax on their diets and their habits because they're at home with family and they're eating holiday stuff and going to holiday parties. It's like, yeah, I am going to do that, and I don't want to feel guilty about it. So if you're pursuing the winter arc, I would just say balance is key. Don't restrict yourself just because you're trying to have this transformation head start on your New Year's resolutions. Like, enjoy the cookies at your Christmas party. And I don't know, like, enjoy what we can have of these winter months, because they are kind of awful. But there are a few bright spots, like hot chocolate. This is a bit of a tangent now, but like, at work, we have coffee machines, like really fancy coffee machines in the kitchen. And I discovered that they have hot chocolate as an option, as I would say like 99% of like Keurig level and up coffee machines do. And it's such a good pick me up. Like, it is super depressing to be in the office around the holidays. I think morale is low. People are out on PTO, so there's just not as many people. And it's becoming monotonous. Like, the end of the year, you want change, but it's not there yet. And I will say, like, my afternoon hot chocolate definitely gets me through some of those slower days in the office. So that's just my point on the winter arc, is do it if you want, but also make space for keeping the holidays magical. Because we don't, I mean, just embrace it. It's the holidays. And then last thing to keep your holidays magical is low pressure nostalgia. And this is kind of what I was saying at the beginning, is like, you have your traditions from when you were a kid, and they just don't translate as well to adulthood and your family dynamics as an adult. But there are pieces of it that you can still appreciate, that you can still celebrate every year. For example, holiday movies, holiday music. I look forward to those every year, watching my favorites. Die Hard is a Christmas film. I will die on that hill. And so I look forward to watching Die Hard. Also some more obscure ones, like All of the Other Reindeer, featuring Drew Barrymore. And then what other movies? I think Star Wars. Since I mean, I don't know about the older movies, but the new ones were released around Christmas. And so in my mind, the whole thing about Star Wars is a Christmas movie. So I have a very loose definition of Christmas movies, if you can't tell. So I'm looking forward to watching some Star Wars this season and a lot of romance movies, like When Harry Met Sally. I love watching that movie because it covers basically every holiday from Christmas, New Year's, lots of weddings. I don't know. I think it covers fall through Christmas and New Year's pretty well. So I love watching When Harry Met Sally around this time. And then, and yeah, anything with a lot of Meg Ryan films have some kind of Christmassy element to them. Sleepless in Seattle, You've Got Mail, both of those I would consider Christmas movies. So yeah, there's just a lot of like nostalgia around watching a Christmas movie and finding new ones too. Like Christmas with the Cranks, I did not grow up watching. It is a classic Christmas movie, and now I do look forward to watching it because it is hilarious. And honestly, I don't know if I would have appreciated it when I was younger. And then I would say, like, some of those movies that I did grow up with, like Elf, they're a little tired. Like, I'm not necessarily like dying to watch Elf again this year, but I will watch Christmas with the Cranks. So I don't know. Like, it's just, and I like in a few years, if I've taken a break from Elf for a few years, I'll probably really like it again. So it's just fun. I think like low effort, low energy. Something people are forgetting about is that Sabrina Carpenter has a Christmas album, Fruitcake. Everyone's excited for the Christmas special on Netflix, whatever. But she's had this Christmas album for a year, and it's awesome. And I've been playing it pretty much every day because I love Sabrina. And, you know, Christmas music can also get a little tired if you listen to the same ones every year. So I really like finding a new Christmas album to add into the rotation. Keeps it magical. So those are my tips. I hope that you have a lovely Christmas, all the holidays that you celebrate. Keep your family and friends close and give everyone a hug. And yeah, just try your best to keep the magic alive. And I think I'll end it there. So if you liked this episode, follow on Spotify, YouTube, or Apple Podcasts. And if you want to know more about the podcast, visit my website, angelageorge.com/voice-memos. And I'll see you in the next one. Bye.